India's third largest telecom player, Vodafone Idea, has been in the news for quite some time now, and for all the right reasons. Starting from the government's relief package in September to tariff hikes in November, the debt-laden telco seems to be getting its act together. Now, according to a Business Standard report, the company has managed to raise funds for interest payment to its bondholders due on December 13th. Reacting to the report, shares of the company zoomed 16.5% intraday to hit a fresh 52-week high of 16.6 rupees per share. This was also the share's highest level since May 2019. So do these developments signal at a change of fate for Vodafone Idea? Not really, feel analysts. According to Balaji Subramanian, telecom expert, at IIFL Securities, the tariff hike would offer a welcome relief for V, but it is just the first step in the right direction. The company still has a long way to go before it becomes competitive. Remember, V has the lowest ARPU or average revenue per user among telecom companies. That apart, Vodafone Idea's market share loss has continued in the first half of fiscal 2021-22, though the pace of market share loss has moderated. Given this, Tarun Lakhotia and Himang Khanna of Kotak Institutional Equities believe VIL may find it difficult to reverse the loss of subscribers as it is expected to remain behind Bharti Airtel and Reliance Jio on pan-India network coverage and capabilities, 4G and 5G, as well as service offerings. Let's go to AK Prabhakar, Head of Research at IDBI Capital, to understand if the stock should be on the investor radar.
No, we need to understand that they have almost 1,60,000 odd crores at stake and the outstanding amount which they have to pay. They have raised some capital also. That is why the stock is, you know, giving good returns. I think in this month alone, it has gone up 47%. Turn around, I will be, you know, slightly cautious on that. Most of the payment are deferred payment, that's all. But they need to pay. Whether they will generate that kind of cash flow in the next 5-10 years, I have my own doubts.
From an investment viewpoint, Prabhakar prefers Bharti Airtel over Vodafone Idea as the latter has been continuously losing customers and the tariff hike, he believes, will likely benefit rival firms more. That said, for short-term traders, V stock offers a great opportunity. The stock has recently broken out on tech charts and has crossed the 200 weekly moving average placed at 15 rupees 10 paise per share for the first time since February 2016. With this, it is all set to rally towards 21 rupee levels, gaining almost 28% in the short term from the current levels. The immediate support levels are at 12 rupees and then at 10 rupees. Overall, since the moratorium on spectrum and adjusted gross revenue related dues are just supports and not the primary source of income, the company must look at augmenting its revenue stream. Now, coming to Friday's session, primary market action will keep investors busy today. To begin with, this week's fourth IPO, Metro Brands, will open for subscription today and will close on December 14th. The Rakesh Jhunjhunwala-backed Indian footwear specialty retailer aims to raise up to 1,367.5 crore from the market. The price band of the initial share sale has been fixed at 485 to 500 rupees per share. That apart, the IPO of MapMy India will enter its second day today and has been oversubscribed 1.5 times so far. The third active IPO for today is that of Shriram Properties, which has been subscribed over little over 100% so far. The issue will close for subscription today. In the secondary market, investors will track news flow around the Omicron coronavirus variant, global queues, industrial production data, and retail inflation data. Besides, Star Health and Allied Insurance will debut on the bourses today. India's largest private health insurer cut the size of its initial public offering to approximately 6,400 crore rupees from 7,249 crore earlier, after a subdued response to the IPO last week.
For more news, views and updates, subscribe to Business Standard on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast and Spotify. Also follow us on YouTube, Vimeo, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook and LinkedIn.